Working in Syria say the U.S. preoccupation with ISIS is ignoring Assad's systematic gassing of civilians and provided heartbreaking and gruesome accounts of his chemical warfare. A warning to our viewers, you may find the images you are about to see extremely disturbing. Today, doctors working on the ground in Syria shocked Congress with horror stories of chlorine attacks. In fresh evidence, the regime continues to gas its own people.
I'm a doctor, and I'm very familiar with death. But I have never seen a more obscene way to kill children.
Syrian doctors have documented 31 chlorine attacks in the past 2 months, many targeting civilian areas. All conducted by barrel bombs from helicopters. President Assad calls it propaganda by the opposition, but the U.S. has no doubt he's responsible.
The preponderance of those attacks have been carried out by the regime.
A U.S.-Russian deal 2 years ago rid Assad of most of his chemical weapons and scrapped plans for U.S. military strikes. But U.S. officials say chlorine is now one of his weapons of choice and want Russia to stop him from using it.
I think everybody's patience is wearing thin with respect to the extraordinary depravity of the weaponry and mechanisms for delivery which Assad has used against his own people.
While chlorine is not considered one of the most deadly chemical agents, its use as a weapon is banned under international law and makes a mockery of a UN resolution passed in March condemning such attacks and threatening military action if they occur.
Just because chlorine is a household product doesn't make it not a chemical weapon when it is put in a barrel bomb and dropped on civilians.
With Assad facing continued losses on the battlefield, new fears civilian attacks will increase without a U.S.-supported no-fly zone to protect Syrians from Assad's deadly skies.
It seems Bashar al-Assad has read from President Obama that he can systematically use chlorine gas against his own people and get away with it.